Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very modern. We do that on a regular basis on our smartphones and computer. To subscribe, we have Gina Pell. Gina, she is the content chief at The What, one of the most popular newsletters on the planet. Hi, Gina, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, I am a big fan of your newsletter, The What. Can you share with us what this is about?
Yes, we describe The What as a clever list for curious people, and it's a very simple newsletter that gets emailed every Wednesday, and it's a list of five things that we think you should know about, whether it's a great book or a bottle of wine or an interesting article. It's for people with eclectic tastes and curiosities.
Great. You know, because in the modern days, we all receive lots of emails every day, newsletters from promotions, from the shops, from online stores, from everything. And then most likely, I delete most of them or unsubscribe to them. I have no idea why my name is on. So I have to do that on a regular basis. And one of the few newsletters I look forward to receive every week is The What. And it's really well written. It's very short and only a few lines about one particular subject.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, we try to keep it to one sentence about why you should care about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you look forward to opening The What, because we try to make it like a little respite in your week that you can look forward to. There's so many things that we receive out there. We have work stuff we have to read. We have news that we have to read. And we like this to just be pure enjoyment, just a little break in your day.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So I subscribed to your newsletter without anyone prompting that. And then to subscribe in Chinese, we say 订阅。
订阅。
订阅。Yeah.
订阅。
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 Yeah. And 订is to order something. Like order something, either order food or order the newspaper. I order some flowers. So 订。
订。
订。And
订。
Yeah, 订。And 月。
月。
月 is the fourth tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it means to read.
Mm.
To read something. So when I say 订, it is quite, it's like engage. For example, when I say 订婚, 婚 is marriage. To order the marriage, that means I'm engaged.
Mm.
Or is engaging. And then, but in this particular case, we subscribe to your newsletter. Here we know after we subscribe to it, we read your newsletter. So here the character 阅 is to read, to browse something. And in this case, 订阅, that's a purpose, is about the newsletter, or could be a magazine, or could be a newspaper. So 订阅, when you say that, in the olden days, more likely that was a physical magazine, 订阅. For example, magazine is 杂志. So 订阅杂志 means subscribe to the magazines. And then to say 订阅报纸, 报纸 is the newspaper. So we can say subscribe to the newspaper, 报纸.
报纸.
And modern 报纸, modern days, even with the magazines or newspapers, more often it's a digital format. So when we say subscribe to something, either newspapers or magazine or newsletters tend to be digital format. So 订阅.
订阅.
Yeah.
And I would say 订阅什么?
Oh, 订阅什么? Exactly. So what to subscribe to? Yeah, 订阅什么? And here you can say subscribe the what? Because 什么, do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
We can use it either way. 什么 is what? And then in your case, because the name, the title, the brand you have is the what, which is a very convenient word. 订阅什么? In this case, 什么, not only what to subscribe to, here means subscribe to your newsletter. So 订阅 the what?
Perfect. 订阅什么?
Yeah, 订阅什么? Yeah, 订阅什么? Awesome. I know nowadays because everybody used the internet heavily, and then many, many people, they started their own blogs and newsletters, and not only big corporations, the small startups and a lot of like writers, independent writers or content providers, they all try to get attention from people to subscribe to their newsletters, to 订阅 their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips to people who are pursuing this career or people who are in the inbound marketing professional? What should they do to mm-hmm. be heard? Because getting heard is getting harder given how much noise it is out there.
It is. You know, the number one thing you have to have is good content. So if your content isn't good, nobody's going to want to subscribe, or if they do, they're not going to stay.
Yeah.
So number one, I would say if you're going to create something like a newsletter or something online content, you have to make absolutely sure that you have content that feels addictive, that people look forward to.
Yep.
And then once you have that, to work with your base of people who love what you're doing and to try to get them to evangelize what you're doing and to get subscribers, because it's pretty hard to say, I'm so awesome.
You
should subscribe to myself, to my stuff. and so it's so much more believable when you have other people tap into their base to say, this is really amazing and you should do that. So there's a lot of little tips and tricks for people to grow databases, which is collaborate with other people who share a very similar mindset, demographic to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do things together and partner together to help each other grow.
Yep.
At the same time, for people who want to get into the newsletter business, be warned, it is a tough business.
It is. Yep.
To grow unless you have a lot of mm-hmm. connections. Yep. But you know, nothing is impossible.
So it's amazing achievement you managed to reach in such short period of time. Although you said you've done it, there's an accumulation of it. There's a lot of solid hard work and continuous amazing content to attract more people to come to subscribe to you, to 订阅 You Are The What.
Yes. 什么?
Yeah, 什么? Great. Thank you, Gina, for sharing your great insight about how to 订阅 and how to grow your 订阅 newsletter. And then I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Gina.
再见, Charlene.